Let's go, Beef.
It's a sunny August afternoon, and Gabe Clark is calling to about 50 Angus steers that are grazing on a hillside. We're in North New Portland, Maine, about 70 miles north of Bates College. Here at their Cold Spring Ranch, Gabe and his wife, Amanda Waterhouse Clark, they're both members of the Bates Class of 2002, raise grass-fed beef that's sold at retail and also served in some of Maine's best restaurants.
Beef. I'm going to try going up and see if I can feed one or two, and then if they'll follow.
Gabe is trying to move the cattle out of one pasture and across a dusty road into a different pasture. At first, they ignore him. It's a hot day, and they don't want to move. Gabe is persistent but gentle. Humane treatment of these animals is key to the quality of Cold Spring Ranch beef.
Our health system is very focused on stress management. We assume, just like people, the first thing we want to do is alleviate any and all stress out of their life. And then we want to provide them with all their basic necessities, food, good and abundant, clean water, and then a balanced mineral supplementation package. And that meets their basic needs. They're ruminants, so all they need is the grass, and we can get everything going from there. The highest stress point in their life is probably their introduction onto the property. After that, really the only stressful period is when we do take them to the processor. And so, you know, with those two times being our stress points, we can very easily manage the health of the animals. We have never had to give a shot to an animal on the property. The animals come vaccinated just as you'd vaccinate your child. They don't ever have antibiotics. They never have any hormones or steroids.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Gabe has a couple of tricks to motivate the herd. For one, he focuses on a steer named Donut. Donut is the head steer. Whatever he does, the other cattle will do too. Gabe is also tempting the cattle with a bucket of treats, alfalfa pellets, because these steers don't eat any kind of grain. Most cattle in the United States are fed grain. Grain produces fast growth, but also stresses the animal and makes it vulnerable to a range of ailments that the conventional beef industry treats with hormones and antibiotics. The Clarks, like other producers in the expanding grass-fed beef industry, understand that cattle were built to eat grass.
Feeds, for us, is the most critical thing. We start with the soil because that's where everything comes from for us. The nutrients, the minerals, they're the support that works with the sun and the rain. We use all organic farming practices. For fertilizer, we've had to rely on manure, and the most accessible thing for us is chicken manure. It's not the most pleasant thing when we do it, but it sure works well. It really helps the soil quite a bit. This land was very poorly managed beforehand, so improving the soil to improve the grass was really critical.
This low-key cattle drive, all of 10 minutes long, has taken plenty of cajoling, but now the 50 steers are clomping along behind Donut into the other pasture, and soon, they're doing what cattle do best. Cattle fed on grass are not only healthier themselves, but the meat they produce is leaner, tastier, and healthier for people. Food activists and writers such as Michael Pollan have shown a spotlight on the drawbacks of grain-fed beef. Now, growing numbers of consumers are demanding grass-fed. That puts Gabe and Amanda Clark, along with Donut and the other bovine residents of Cold Spring Ranch, at the forefront of an important movement in meat production. This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.